Welcome to Smart Loving Insights. This episode is titled Role Models for Marriage.
How can we inspire young people to embrace stable, loving marriages when so many grow up without seeing them?
We've all heard stories that stop us in our tracks. One that sticks with us is about a teacher in an inner city US primary school who discovered her students didn't know what a wedding was. Not one had seen a marriage up close.
So she staged a mock wedding in class, complete with a bride, groom, celebrant, and bridal party. The kids were captivated, and through this playful exercise, she showed them that marriage could be a worthy goal for their future. These children, all from single-parent homes in a disadvantaged community, had no marital role models in their families or neighbourhoods.
That was 25 years ago, and at the time we thought it was a rare case tied to extreme disadvantage. But then just last year, a priest in regional Australia shared that over half the kindergartners in his parish school had parents living at separate addresses. The reality hit us. Married, two-parent families are no longer the norm in many communities.
For most of human history, families began with two married parents. Single-parent homes were usually the result of premature parental death from illness, complications of childbirth, workplace accidents, or war. Today, however, single-parent households are more likely to form via relationship breakdowns or unplanned pregnancies outside marriage.
Raising children has always been hard, but it's even harder for solo parents who face the challenges with determined courage. Yet there's an important conversation to be had. What happens to children when they grow up without a healthy marriage model? Absent a committed, loving marriage in their childhood home, children miss out on a blueprint for building their own stable relationships. This deficit can persist into adulthood, affecting how they approach love and commitment.
We all need role models to guide us. Whether it's a teacher shaping our minds, a coach pushing us to excel, or a mentor steering our career, these figures inspire and guide us to define and achieve our goals. In relationships, though, the most powerful role models are usually our parents.
When our parents share a secure, loving bond, we internalize that stability as normal, and it becomes the foundation for our own relationships. They naturally and informally mentor us as we mature and navigate intimate relationships.
But when we grow up without that example, or worse, with unstable, chaotic models, we can miss that foundation. And marriage isn't normalized as an achievable goal, yet alone a positive one. Without seeing them in action, it's hard to learn the craft of relationships, the give and take, the forgiveness, the perseverance. It leaves us vulnerable to unhealthy patterns in our own relationships. This role model deficit often manifests in struggles with dating, a fear of commitment, and delaying marriage altogether. Unintentionally, however, these reactions increase the likelihood of forming future single-parent families rather than reducing it. It's a cycle we're seeing more often, and it's one we as a Catholic community are called to address.
So how do we break this cycle? We believe our best hope is mentoring. For young people raised without stable marital role models, mentors can fill the gap, offering hope and guidance. Grandparents often naturally step into this role, sharing wisdom and modelling positive, stable relationships for their grandchildren. But it's not just grandparents. We all have a part to play. As Catholics, we hold marriage as a sacred vocation, a sacrament that reflects God's love. If we want to see marriages flourish, we need to step up as mentors for those in our community, our youth, engaged couples, newlyweds, and those in struggling marriages.
In a culture that devalues the Christian ideal of marriage, the odds are stacked against us. That's not a reason to give up. It's a reason to step up, to offer hope and support to those in our immediate influence. By faithfully living our marriages as God intends and sharing that witness with extended family, neighbours and friends, we become organic marital mentors. And it teaches that a loving, stable marriage is not just a dream, it's a goal they can achieve.
You've been listening to Smart Loving Insights. You can find more great content, on-demand courses and relationship coaching at smartloving.org.
It is easy to get discouraged when there is disconnection in our marriage. Arguments over petty incidents, too busy to romance each other, crowded with other responsibilities. All marriages go through periods where we need a breakthrough in our relationship. The Smart Loving Breakthrough course will teach you how arguments happen, how to manage them better or avoid them altogether. understand your internal drivers and how your spouse is triggering you. Process the pain of past injuries, making you stronger and less reactive. Visit smartloving.org/breakthrough. The Smart Loving Breakthrough course can be done by a couple or by an individual who is in a marriage that is in distress. Visit smartloving.org/breakthrough to enroll today. Gift certificates are also available should you want to purchase the course for a friend or family member.